You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans.
Vote yes so we can get rid of those crumbling bridges and crumbling roads. Vote yes so we can have stronger schools and local government. Vote yes so we can have tax relief for lower income people.
That's Governor Rick Snyder delivering his State of the State address last night and calling on voters to approve a ballot proposal in May that would raise the state's sales tax to help fix Michigan's roads. State Representative John Hoadley of Kalamazoo attended the State of the State address last night for the first time, at least as a member of the legislature. John Hoadley, thank you for being here.
Well, thanks, Gordon. I really appreciate it.
So we heard the governor there earlier this morning. Our listeners may have heard Lon Johnson, the state Democratic Party chairman, being very critical of this proposal to raise the money for roads. If your constituents are calling you and they're asking whether or not you think that they should vote for it, what would you tell them?
At this point, I'd be saying I would tell them to vote yes. You know, the reality is this is a pretty good package that was worked on in a bipartisan manner that addresses an issue that we all care about in Michigan. We have to fix the roads, our bridges, but at the same time, it's finding a way to put more money back into our schools and classrooms and make sure that we're not penalizing the lowest earners in Michigan. So overall, I think it's actually a pretty good package. My only criticism is that, we have to pass the buck to voters in May as opposed to passing a package back in December in the last legislative session to actually get the job done.
Governor called again for some more discussion on expanding the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act to include protections for sexual orientation and gender identity. You said the governor did the right thing there. Do you see hope that there is going to be some sort of expansion of the civil rights law anytime soon?
I feel very hopeful that we're going to see an expansion of the civil rights law in the near future. And, the reality is that for some of my colleagues, I would respectfully say that they're out of touch with where the rest of Michigan is. When the vast majority of voters, all the largest labor unions and business leaders, where political folks across the country are looking at Michigan and saying, why can't you get a common sense solution to treat people fairly and equally in the workplace done? I mean, that's making us look bad. So, I think that we are going to see action on Elliott Larson and expanding equal opportunity and non-discrimination protections for folks. Whether that happens at the ballot box or it happens in the legislature, I think those are a lot of questions that we still have out there.
There were some LGBT advocates who were critical of the governor last night for not coming out and saying that he would support specific legislation to expand the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act. Is that a fair criticism?
I think it's not the governor's style to oftentimes come out and, lay out exactly what he wants in terms of a legislative priority. I think the point of the governor's speech was that he was laying out his vision for the state of Michigan. And I think it's a fair criticism of people can have fair criticism of that vision. But the point of this speech was to set that broad agenda. And if you're looking at where he wants to go, there's a lot of things that I think people can be excited about. But I say that, recognizing that the devil is in the details, and we got to make sure that we're going to continue to lift up some of the most vulnerable populations along the way.
Now, he mentioned last night this idea of the river of opportunity for the state's poorest residents and restructuring some departments in a way that he says will streamline government services for these people. As you said, devil is in the details, but based on what you know right now, is this something you might be able to support?
I'm all for looking at efficiencies in government services. I mean, I oftentimes believe that government can be a strong hand up into the work that we're doing. So, let's find ways to make it work better. I think that helps everybody. And so, I'm excited about it. It's the river of opportunity is an interesting metaphor because I think a lot of us are wondering, what sort of boat am I going to be on? What's the oar look like? Am I going to have the life vest along the way? So those are the details that we have to be looking at. But if the goal is to move downriver together and get to where we need to go, I can get on board with that.
We have about a minute left. The governor again called for more funding for early childhood education, but he also called for raising the standards for schools. Does that sound like something where it could be some sort of a compromise where, yes, there's more early childhood funding, but in exchange for that, there may have to be some agreements on new standards for public schools, et cetera?
I say never bet against American educators. And so, if we can give them the appropriate resources they need and to trust in our trained professional educators and local administrators, then, you know, I think that, people are willing to step up to the plate and accept a challenge. The thing we can't do, though, is provide an unfunded mandate that puts a high-stake test on our students without giving them the resources to be prepared. But I think overall, people are willing to say, you know, if you give us what we need to be successful and listen to our expertise, we're willing to work with you to get the job done.
John Hoadley, thank you for your time.
Well, thanks, Gordon.
Democratic State Representative John Hoadley represents the city of Kalamazoo and the surrounding area in the State House. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.